A new lip sync program is going to confuse you even more with live video overlays. Video evidence is going to get much less credible as face-to-face emerges from the laboratory at Stanford's Max Planck Institute. The prototype allows you to capture video footage of just about anyone and overlay your lip movements over another video. So, for instance, you could change what Donald Trump said at a news conference to, well, anything. Talk about technology that has great potential for good and evil.
Is the era of third-party firmware over? TP-Link is officially the first major networking hardware vendor to announce that it will lock out third-party firmware on its consumer and SMB router products in order to abide by new FCC regulations. The regulations are an attempt to prevent the radios and Wi-Fi-equipped routers from operating outside their RF parameters, and the FCC has made it clear several times that it is not intending to ban third-party firmware like the popular DDWRT and OpenWRT, but unfortunately it seems that such a ban is unavoidable. The contentious issue lies in the FCC requirements that any firmware has controls to prevent devices from deviating from approved frequencies, power levels, signaling, and modulation. Unfortunately, the open source nature of DDWRT and OpenWRT make it next to impossible to comply with the FCC requirements while still giving users the power they've come to expect from WRT-enabled routers. The changes will be incorporated into devices produced on or after June 2, 2016, which is the FCC deadline for compliance. The TP-Link FAQs, however, seem to hint at workarounds to the ban. But as we approach summer, expect more router manufacturers to lock down their gear.
IBM buys Optivia for SaaS and CRM. IBM has announced the acquisition of Optivia, a software-as-a-service systems integrator specializing in Microsoft Dynamics CRM solutions for public sector organizations. The private company's main focus is on UK emergency services, central government, local governments, health authorities, and housing and social enterprises. Now, news of this acquisition follows reports that IBM has started laying off workers as part of a workforce rebalancing, which financial analyst firm Bernstein has estimated could affect 14,000 workers. For Big Blue, the rebalancing looks like it will include much more power in the European government market.